All the blood in my veins is telling me that I should go. When you look that way, I can't say no. I have in the studio with us right now, Callum from Glicon and the Lyre.
Yeah, that's it.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Pretty good.
Just having a Monday morning, you know.
Yeah.
'Cause I saw the devil in your eyes. So you guys put out an EP earlier this year.
We did.
With some pretty nice songs on it.
Thanks.
You guys did Cube Festival. Cube Effect. Yeah.
Yeah. That was interesting. Very, very strange for us to play that early in the morning. I think we played it like midday.
Yeah.
And it was fine, but it was just like, you know, you're playing loud rock music, and there's like this lady sitting at the front the whole time. She was just scowling at me, you know? And I'm like, and we played like most of our lighter songs because we're trying to be like,
this is in the daytime.
Appropriate, you know? Yeah. We play a lot of like kind of groovy stuff, and just every time I kind of look to this lady for approval after every song. I kind of go, please, like, just smile or something. And no, it's just a solid scowl every
time.
Give
me a thumbs up.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, I don't know, bob your head or like, give me a sign that this isn't like ruining your morning. But she sat there at the front for the whole gig. Like,
what do you want, Grandma?
Yeah, man. I don't know. It was weird, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah.
And you got, yeah. So the EP you came out with, it's got some mostly blues.
Yeah, there's a lot of blues stuff on there. It's rocky.
Yeah.
We did a lot with that album, like a lot of that sort of, it's a blues rocky kind of influence on that album, but there's lots of different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your favorite song from it?
I think Bluer Than the Sea is my favorite song on that one, just because it's got like a little bit of everything. It gets quite heavy, but it's, and you know, when we drop back to the verses, it's got this nice kind of, the keys in it kind of take it to this like slinky kind of, place. I don't know how to describe it, but like it's got that speakeasy kind of groove to it. I don't know.
This one?
Yeah, this is that song.
You guys are also playing Jungle Love later on this year?
Yeah, man. It's gonna be wild. It's gonna be so good. It's cool to play with some of those bands too. There's some really awesome bands that we're like friends with, and there's some awesome bands that we don't know personally but we love. Twin House are playing. We Want to Know, you know, Twin House are a band that Tom and I are very, very big fans of.
Yeah,
we really love that band, so it'll be cool to try and you know, organically force a friendship there.
Only if they want to.
Yeah, but Bugs are playing as well, and we play with them on Thursday night, as I said, and they're legends, just awesome dudes, so it'd be cool to do that. And the Halls, you know, friends as well.
So. Yeah, we're going to go to a song now, and we'll come back. We're here with Callum from the Con of the Lyre.
Oh, my boy!
This is Grief by All Sweatshirt. We heard Earl Sweatshirt with Grief, and I was having a chat to Callum from the Con of the Lyre, who's pretty excited about that song. In case you didn't hear it, but yeah, so we're talking about just a couple of things, like he's playing some cool shows lately. Anything coming up?
No, man, the next thing is Jungle Love.
Next thing is Jungle Love.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, so we got Jungle Love. We're also playing a festival down south at the end of the I think those are our only two
Falls
shows
festival?
That we've got booked. Yeah,
wink,
it's
wink.
Falls.
At the very end,
say
very, very end.
I mean, New Year's, it's Falls, it's going to be wild. No, we're not playing Falls. I wish we were playing Falls.
You just ask the guy.
Yeah, well, now that I've said it.
Yeah. His hearing's just gone off, and he knows now that you want to play, so he's...
Yeah, that's it. I'm actually just doing guitar for Gambino.
Oh, dreams.
That would actually...
Yeah. Because it used to be a two-piece.
Yeah.
I think it was you and Alex from Switchblade Susie.
Yeah.
But now you guys are like a five-piece.
We're a five-piece.
At this point.
For very soon, but at this particular
occasion. Scary.
Yeah. I mean, it might already have changed. I don't know if I want to announce that yet, but like, yeah.
There's definitely no announcement right now.
There's no announcement, but just don't get too comfortable.
Okay, so Jungle Love.
Yeah.
If you want to go, if you're a listener, you want to go to Jungle Love, how can you go?
Well, you buy a ticket, and then you find transportation. we actually have like a code, I think. Hit up our page or
the Connor Lyle.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
We can sort you out. But then sort yourself out through the page as well.
Yeah.
It's 2 days, so it's camping mostly. I don't know if there's actually any like hotels or anything nearby if you don't want to camp.
It's way out, isn't it?
It's about 2 hour drive.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe not that much, but. It's out there.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a beautiful location, and I think it's one of the only festivals you can swim in the river.
Yeah.
So if you've got yourself an aqueduct.
It's like a creek area.
Yeah,
like a river
it goes
area.
Like, I don't know what it's going to be like this year stage-wise, but it goes behind the stage, so you can actually like...
Oh, that sounds so cool.
It's amazing. They've really created something unique there, so it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, the organizers are both really, really big in the local kind of...
Yeah.
Visual art scene and art exhibition kind of stuff, so there's always, you know, something crazy going on in Jungle Love. And I was talking to one of the founders, Lincoln, the other night, and he said that this year is going to be, they're going to have the most of that they've ever had, so it's going to be just constant, you know, visual stimulus and like audio stimulus and just crazy
jam. Jam
gets too much, you can just go for a swim.
November 25 and 26.
Yeah. We're on November 25, so make sure you're there for the first thing.
Yeah.
Right, there are different ways you can get tickets, so I think you can go through a band or a promoter, you can get
so a bit off. Go through the Connor Lyle.
They're going through, yeah, definitely go through us. We're the best.
Should be
the best option,
but
we're the best. But, there's like the standard tickets, and then there's like the VIP ticket, which gets you up to like, there's like a treetop bar kind of thing they're setting up. You get a bunch of drink tickets with it as well, and apparently you can see both stages from there, so that'll be pretty wild too.
That sounds so really, really cool.
Yeah, it's $50 extra, which is like you get 10 drink tickets, so what's that? It'll be $5 a drink.
Yeah.
Plus you get access to this cool bar, like I think that's a pretty decent deal.
It's one of Queensland's best festivals, I think. Like,
yeah, definitely.
There's nothing else like it in Queensland.
No.
Yeah, cool. So we're going to keep going with the Alphabet Soup Show. This is ADKOB.
I love this song.
Yeah,
my voice as well.
Because I saw the devil in your eyes.